House number one, and watch closely, because remember, the clues are there as we go through the keyhole.
Well, this is a really super example of a well-preserved late Victorian London terrace house interior. It's got loads of detailing in it. Wonderful cornices, ceiling roses, terrific marble fireplaces with their original tile. It's been very, very, very well looked after. Now, in this glazed bookcase, we can see a huge collection of works by P.G. Woodhouse, the favorite adopted son of Dulwich in South London. So there's someone here with a great sense of humor. There's also someone in this house with a great sense of style. They've really thought about the way things should look. Take, for example, these wonderful gilt wooden Italian candlesticks that have been turned into table lamps. And they're very sort of minimalistic, very restrained, very subtle. There's nothing particularly over the top. Someone here is interested in graphics. There's a wonderful lithograph of a rather groovy cat at the cinema. So it's not surprising to find in this collection of books an interest in cinema, in mass communication, indeed all forms of popular culture, whether it's Walt Disney or the Beatles. Well, it's a very refreshing surprise to find such a countrified dining room in so typical a London house. And this has a wonderful rustic feel to it. There are lots of fresh, simple country flowers here, like that gypsophilia. Lots of very simple, unadorned pine furniture. So this place belongs to someone who's got strong enough taste to dare to do things in a very plain but confident fashion. Now, there's a little hint here of that fascination with popular culture, a wonderful sort of 1930s streamlined radio. And I can see a love of Americana as well. There's a cowgirl and a cow puncher on top of that corner cupboard. Now here in the kitchen we can see that there's an obvious love of dogs. There are lots of bas reliefs and pictures of dogs around here. And this is definitely the kitchen of a very serious cook. There are rather intense cookbooks here, including some quite exotic ones, like this one from the American Southwest. The prints on the walls show that there's a great love of food, so this is a real foodie household. We also have more signs of the cottagey life here as well, wonderful spongeware, all very simple, neat and fresh. The countrified theme continues here in the bedroom. There's simple pine furniture, lots of light, gardeny, cane furniture, plenty of fresh flowers everywhere. So it's a comfortable, relaxed, casual feeling house. Now these people are definitely bookworms, and look what we've got here for bedside reading. A rather elaborately bound history of Millwall Football Club, and some humor from P.G. Woodhouse and Spike Milligan. Let's look at the evidence. The cool cat in the cinema. The South London humor. The urban radio. Who lives in a house like this? David, it's over to you.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Lloyd. And now for our home and studio audience, though not for our panel. Here's his house. It is.